cardio.
I swear to God, I was minding my business. Big volley, nigga. Niggas be bitches, you know they be beta males. Link for the 31, bet he won't fade it out. Bitch, nigga ducking me, know I'm a beta male. Bitch, I ain't Quavo, when you ain't my amigo, I see you, I'm taking off. Told the game, bring his head, let me take it off. Try to run and fuck with him, just hold it down. Spin the block till you sure he won't make it out. Oh, you think that we enemies, how funny. All my enemies that I ain't got none. Oh, I think you just wanna be seen. Niggas be for like a return.
Big Poly Fly Show shit. Hey, look, we about to do a dope-ass fucking interview. This is my man, Hurricane Wayne, Miami Hours podcast. You feel me? Listen, this is the official Cardio Rich interview. You feel me? I'm going to give it to y'all real raw, real uncut, real Miami shit. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Y'all know what the fuck going on. With the most controversy, Cardiel Rich, aka Cardi, you dig? But today I'm not doing the interviewing. I'm being interviewed.
That's what it is. And this is what Hurricane Wayne 305 from the Miami Hours podcast. So we lit up in here where we at in Miami. Cause that's 305, that's where I'm from. So what got you in Miami, girl?
Hey, Tony, you know this home for me. I first moved to Miami in 2007. I stayed out here for like 10, 15 years. That's when you saw me, KOD, the golden times.
The good old days.
The golden times, the good old days. But yeah, man, I came back out to Miami. I'm doing the Poly Fly Show. It's my new reality show on my new network, Poly Fly TV, Poly Fly Network. Yeah, I'm shooting the show out here. So, you know, I just had to come back home and TV, and I'm working on the Poly Fly Show. That's my reality show. It's my dating show. Right now, I have 15 and a half earrings. One of my ladies is tripping on me right now, so you know, she more than likely she gonna come back. You know, shout out to Misery, shout out to you. More than likely she gonna come back, but she might not. You know, I don't know. I might have to start 6-7 and text now or some crazy shit.
Gotta get into what's polygamous and what's polyamorous.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, all right. The difference between polygamy and polyamory is like polygamy is like, you know, a relationship with multiple people where everybody's all in the same house, everybody's, you know, like they coincide. You feel me? Like they coexist with each other. Where so polyamory is more so you have multiple individual relationships. Like, I have a relationship with this woman and I have a relationship with this woman. They both know about it. They both are aware, but they're not like, I don't have them in the same house. They're not, They don't have to be friends. They don't have to be, you know. They focus on their relationship. They should be focusing on the relationship with me, primarily. And, yeah.
But they're pretty much, it's like, almost like an open relationship.
It is.
That's the difference.
It's something like an open relationship, but it's, you know, a little bit more structured, you know, like, the reason why I'm into polyamory is, you know, like, financial security, things like that, you feel me? Like, if you have four incomes, you could do a lot more than what you could do with one income. Like, you know, idealistically, you could find that one person that fuck with and y'all live happily ever after, but it never really happens that way. And if I'm not mistaken, I think like the divorce rate, I think they said it was like 60% of the divorce rate is from financial issues. So like, you know, I feel like there's no reason for, you know, you and I to be struggling together when we can, you know, add to the team and add value to the team. And if everybody on the team is bringing value, we have more value. Like, if I got $1 million, that's cool. You feel me? But if I got $1 million, she got $1 million, she got $1 million, she got $1 million, we got $5 million. I could do a whole lot more with $5 million than what I could do with $1 million. And you very much so could probably, you know, do your $1 million by yourself, do your shit, you feel me? But, you know, you would probably live a little bit of a better life with $5 million. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Would you rather hold a million or, you know, hand over a million and reap the benefits of 5 to 10? You know, so.
Two hands are better than one, always.
You know, so.
And listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. I feel like there's a lot of people that's just not educated on what's what.
I come from the game. I come from old school game, too, at that. My pops is real old. My mom's is a little bit older. You feel me? I'm a late bloomer. My mom had me when she was 31. You feel me? So, like, you know, my mom, it's crazy because my mom got her tubes tied. And I still came anyway.
Miracle, baby.
I still came anyway. So, I'm that stubborn. I'm that stubborn, hard head motherfucker. You can't tell me no. Like, I don't take no's for an answer. You feel me? So, yeah, I just feel like, you know, and I played basketball. I started out in basketball. I started as a point guard. So, you feel me? Like, I see the plays. I draw them out. You feel me? I set it up so where, you know, everybody can win. You feel me? Like, everybody not going to be good at everything. That's why, you know, it's the Polyfly show for me because I'm point guard in life. Like, real shit. Because, you know, like, it's a lot of females that I like. Feel me? But like, I really like women. Feel me?
Yeah.
And I think people get it twisted. We gonna get into another subject. I don't know if we can do it on this location. We might do it on the next location. But what I've been experiencing is that a lot of guys don't really like women. Like, it's their preference. It's what they're gonna do. But they don't like women. Like, when I say I'm a lesbian, it's because I love women. Like, really love women, which is why I don't like the fucking misconception of, oh, she thinks she a man, she want to be a man.
Nah.
I hate when people say that shit about me because I don't want to be a man. You know me in real life.
I love the shit.
People know, like,
that's what that meant.
People who meet me in real life know, like, I dress in athletic wear, but like, I'm still feminine. Like, I'm still a woman at the end of the day. Like, I'm not a sassy woman, like, I'm not a girly girl, you feel me? I'm a tomboy, but like, I'm a woman and I love women. Like, I cherish women, I fucking adore women, you feel me? But like, I'm spoiled too.
Y'all heard that?
You feel me? Like, I'm spoiled. I'm not gonna lie, I'm spoiled at the same time. And I just, you feel me? I want the whole world. I want everything.
Reciprocate the love.
I reciprocate the. I'm a Pisces.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces too. So
what?
You know,
my man. We are love. Yeah. Pisces are love. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
and people be trying to say Pisces, they get caring too much. What the hell is caring too much?
We do care too much.
But see, that's what I've always learned.
Because
learn your weakness.
Well,
know what you got to do.
A mature Pisces learns how to say no. I've learned how to say no. It took a long time. I did a lot of shit all for the love and for the free. At this day in my life, no. It's going to be a no for me. If you're not paying me, it's going to be a no for me. It's going to be a no for me.
I'm not doing it for the love no more.
I think when I did it for the love, I was taken advantage of. So, yeah, I'm past the do it for the love part in life. You feel me? Like, you know, I want to do it to be successful. I want to do it to win. You feel me? Like, I want to do it to be effective and it makes sense. You feel me? Like, I don't want to waste no more time. Feel me? I'm getting older. Yeah, I should light this up, huh? Like, I just feel like I don't want to waste. And this is my first interview in a long time, so I really want to give it to y'all.
Exclusive, y'all.
Yeah, exclusive. I want to give it to y'all real raw. You feel me? On this Miami Hours podcast. You heard Polyfly podcast. I feel like, you know, to me, I'm old. A lot of people say I'm still young, but to me, I've reached that point where I feel like I'm old. So I don't have any time to waste. I feel like, you know, I'm in my last quarter. You feel me? Like this.
At the end of the day, you're older. So time don't ever stop. So let me, I understand that.
Yeah, let me put the mic down for a second. Hold on.
Go ahead and give her a little segue. Like she said, the Polyfly podcast. Y'all got to stay tuned, man. She got 15 to 20.
Well, that's the Polyfly show with the 20 women.
Oh, my God.
It's 16 right now, but I think I'm going to add 4 more. That's what it's giving.
Look at here, man. I know some dudes who ain't never talked to 16 girls in their life.
Well, there's about 30 eliminatables running around, too. So I probably have had approximately maybe like 50 girls. Woo! In and out of the Polyfly group chats. And it's a headache.
And this is different. It's a headache.
Yeah, go ahead. Form up that next question. I'm about to light this blunt. We about to really the fuck get into it, y'all. We back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The only thing harder than trying to light a blunt in Miami is trying to light a blunt in Chicago.
Oh, shit. Well, at least in Miami, you be warm and toasty. You're trying to light some blunt up in goddamn Chicago, yeah, it's going to freeze. It ain't happening.
No, I was in Chicago trying to light a blunt one time. I was standing outside of my fucking hotel, and it was a struggle, and it was so cold. The wind was so fucking disrespectful from that lake. I was on the lake. That wind was so disrespectful. That shit disrespected my body so goddamn bad. I ain't even want to smoke no more. That shit made me want to quit.
Let's get into it.
Let's talk about it. The girls.
Talk about this show,
you want to talk about the girls. Man. You want to talk about the Polyfly show.
Gotta talk about the girls.
Well, let's talk about the Polyfly show. Let's talk about the Polyfly show. There's,
By the way, I'm a lesbian. Hurricane
Wednesday. Hey, listen, I just want to say to everybody out there, good weed. Not that, don't do drugs.
Oh, yeah.
But, fuck.
For the earth.
That's
the show,
what weed
baby.
Do.
We're talking about the show now. Can I say how? Yeah.
Some of them are definitely hoes.
That's what it is.
They don't want to admit it, but.
Hoes is illegal, just.
Hoes and bitch is a regular word in Miami. Yeah. I get in trouble for that a lot.
It's like saying female.
And okay, look, let's talk lingo, right? Because I was born in Rochester, New York. East Side, baby. For sure. I was born in New York. Rochester, New York. Upstate New York. East Side, baby, you heard? I was born out there. And then, I was, like, raised between there and L.A. I was going back and forth. I stayed at Bumpin', you feel me? You know, I ain't finna gangbang on TV today. But, I went back and forth between L.A. and New York, you feel me, as a youngin', and then I moved out to Miami in 2007 when I was, like, 16, 17, after I had our record deal and all of that. Speaking of my 20-year anniversary in the business, it's August. It's August 13th, which is also my daughter's birthday. So, on my daughter's birthday this year, 20 years since I signed my first paperwork, copyrighted, ASCAP, copyrighted my name, all of that. You feel me? So, you know, I feel like my 20-year anniversary, this is my big year. You feel me? Like, this is my big one. You feel me? This is the time where I show y'all everything that I learned over the time that I've been in the game. You feel me? 20 years in the game is a long time. And I'm still here and still working and still making content, still podcasting, still got the show. But the Polyfly Show. Yes, sir. The Polyfly Show. Let's talk about the Polyfly Show. So, like I said, I got 15 and a half girls right now. As a matter of fact, look, y'all, we about to get into this, the Polyfly Show shit. We gonna take a brief intermission. We gonna catch y'all at the next location. We gonna talk about the motherfucking Polyfly Show. I'm gonna call the girls in the group chat. I'm gonna see if I can get them on deck. You feel me? Get a couple of the girls to come and say what's up to y'all. You feel me? But yeah, it's the Miami Hours Podcast, Cardio Rich.
It's been a minute.
Last time I did an interview, my name was Star Gavali, huh?
Star Gavali. A long time ago. I don't even want to date myself. But what I do want to ask you is, golly, 16 girls. Do you got a favorite? 16 girls, girl. That's like the NCAA tournament. At least half.
I'm trying to be the MVP this year. I will say that I'm definitely trying to make MVP most valuable player. But 16 girls is definitely dramatic. It's definitely drama. I think I'm probably more drama than the girls.
So, do you got a fave? Can you say one?
Wow.
You say you like drama. Let's go.
Okay, well, my favorite was Miss Rich. She, you know, she dope. She's dope, you know.
Speaking of Miss Rich, that's one name. So now, what I need you to do is, you said 16.
Yeah, I think I got all potential favorites right now. I don't really have a favorite
but
at this point.
Can you name all 16?
Can I name all 16?
That's
I can't.
Really
I can't. 16. It's 15 and a half until
well, then we'll go with
one
15.
Of them come back
we'll
to the chat. But no. We good. I named the 16? The half.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so Miss Rich. Oh, shit. Okay, all right. Miss Rich. Tiny. Oh shit. Alright, hold on, y'all. Look, alright. Miss Rich.
Miss Rich already. I'm still at two, y'all.
Let me hit the blunt, hold on. Oh, that was a good question, sir. Mm-hmm.
New to the podcast game.
Hurricane Miami Hours Podcast, you dig?
Yeah,
Cardio Rich exclusive.
Yeah.
You know?
Miami Hours is all kind of hours, y'all. You got happy hours, you got demon time, you got motherfucking nightlife.
It's
a variety of things, so get into it. And don't check.
Alright, I'm back. Alright, I'm ready. I'm ready. I don't get to look at the group
so
chat or nothing. Alright, let's
now,
get
y'all.
It. Alright, y'all ready?
Alright,
so
16,
I got.
16, y'all.
Alright, so I got Miss Rich. I got Tiny. I got Nay.
Oh
Art Bay. Tiny's U Bay, Miss Rich's Ling. I got Jazz Mac. That's Mac. I got Dimples. Got Rover. Rover, Cali, that's Cali Red. I got Yaya. I got Troublemaker Honey. I got my FaceTime real number, bitch. She does have a name, Don Dada. Got Don Dada. I got how many we at?
Nine.
We at nine? Okay. I got Lush Dior. Got Lush Dior. I got I got Z. Okay. I got Quiet One. I got
Z is Quiet One. Right?
Yeah. So I don't wanna have to look at the group chat.
Link,
Dimples, Tiny, Nay, Mac. Don Dada, Honey Troublemaker, Z. I said Tiny, you babe. Lush Dior. You know what? I'm gonna cheat.
Gotta go to the group chat, people.
I'm gonna cheat. Hold on.
Hey, this is what you get when you get live.
Hold on, yeah. Look, welcome to the Polyfly Show, y'all. Welcome to the motherfucking Polyfly Show. I think I named everybody, though. I think I named everybody. I think I might be 16. I think I might be 16.
Okay.
I'm not though. I'm not though.
Some people that's mad, they know. They keep a tab, goddammit.
Hold on though, wait.
Hold on, y'all. This shit is stressful, y'all.
It is stressful, y'all.
Yeah,
hold on, bear with me. Oh god damn. God damn, how I forget. Tig old bitties. I can't believe. Okay. I bet. I boom, right? So we got Dimples. That's J-Lo from Philly. We got Honey. That's the Troublemaker. We got Jazz Mac because she said she want to rub my belly like a genie. We got Nay, which is Art Bay. We got Bree, that's my blogger. I got Don Dada. I got Lush Dior. I got fucking K, my Honduran princess. You feel me? And then I got Tiny U Bay. I got Z. I got Yaya. And I'm waiting on motherfucking Miss Rich. You hear the motherfucking helicopters. You be in Miami or LA, you hear them all the time. Yeah, that's them. That's them. That's all of them. I don't have a favorite right now. I'm hoping that one of them will, you know, make it.
You don't have a favorite.
Right now, no. And okay. I think I don't know. I think I still might be looking for girls to add to the show.
Next time I got a question for you,
because
we definitely need to get money. But I gotta give you a top 16
five.
16 girls? No, not right now.
But I would have gave you the top this, five. I would have did it.
Okay, but go ahead, give me a top five.
My top five right now.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody gotta have a top five. You know, that's a list. All right.
I got Miss Rich. Day one. I got you, Bay Tiny. She solid. She day one. I got Art Bay, Nay, because she solid and she, you know, she do her shit. I'ma give Dimples and Red Rover, which is Cali, they gonna split a spot. So they get half and half. Right? Okay, so and then it's gonna be Dondada, cause she got that splash, that wet, that yeah. She got that, yeah.
I got a follow up question.
I'm sorry.
With 16 girls.
I don't think
girls,
I said that out loud before. Yeah, 16 girls.
But with 16 girls, you gotta be using drama. With that being said, RIP to the late, great legend, Jerry Springer, y'all.
Yeah.
And,
for sure. Rest in peace to Jerry Springer, man.
I wanna know. Can you tell me how it was to be on the show? Because I know when I saw you on that motherfucker, I'm Jerry.
Legendary
shit, yo.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say rest in peace to the fucking king of reality television, Jerry Springer. He is the fucking man. He is the fucking man. He started all this troll shit, his reality TV shit, his drama shit. Jerry started all of that shit. But as far as my experience on Jerry Springer, that shit was super dope. It was super fun. I got a chance to produce my show. You feel me? You know, I think I could drop the tea and let y'all know 24K is not really gay. I produced that. She not really gay for real. They wasn't really fight. We all really did go to Jamaica and turn that, but... Yeah. 24K is not gay. Yeah, y'all didn't know that for real. Yeah. I'm gonna let y'all know now. But yeah, some of the stories on Jerry are real, and then some of them are produced. Not really scripted, because they still throw you loops. They put me in a room for, you know, quite a while, and didn't let me know what was gonna happen on stage. They like gave me an idea of what I was gonna do, but like I was just as shocked as everybody else when I went on stage. So like my reactions were like improv, natural reactions, like, you know, like when Shorty was like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take this my translation. Like, oh, I'm gonna take you, Shorty. Wop, wop, woop, 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 woop. I'm like, shit, I ain't fighting over no bitch. What? That was my natural reaction. That was, what? I'm not fighting for you. But yeah, Jerry paid very well. I kept getting paid after that, because after I came, after I produced my show, they asked me for a couple girls, and I sent a couple dancers to the show. And, I became a casting director, and, I was getting paid for everybody that I was sending to the show. I sent a couple people to the show. Y'all probably seen it. I think Sukihana was on there. Paul Assassin was on there. 24K was on there with me. I think I saw Rolly Polly on there. I saw a lot of the people that's popping right now started on Jerry Springer, because they were contacting like content creators, people that was already popping. So like when people like see people in Jerry Springer and shit like that, like when they bring up people old Jerry videos, if you see an old Jerry video of somebody, that just means that they've been working, you feel me? They've been putting work in. And I think, you know, we like that in this generation. Everything's kind of like a popcorn. Immediate gratification. Yeah. Don't nobody really
know.
But
see, when you pop it off, that's something. And like you said, man, give it up to Jerry, man. Jerry,
shout out to Jerry Springer. That's the king of reality TV. I stand on that. Yeah, for sure. I think I'm about to be the king of reality TV, though. Polyfly TV, you heard the Polyfly show. It's gonna get crazy. It gets really toxic. It's gonna get it's gonna get crazy.
You
dig?
So
what, cardio rich?
Let's get a little
talk
spicy.
Talk to me. Let's
you
get spicy.
Have a favorite sexual partner out of the 16 Miss NCAA tournament?
out of the 16.
Yes.
So that's not like an overall question.
Like you said, Miss Wet.
Just the 16.
Yeah, out of the 16.
Shout out to Wet Wet. I like Wet Wet, but she's not in that group. Yeah.
And that's a favorite.
I'm shooting my shot. I hope Wet Wet one day, welcome to the party. But out of the 16, I may have only had sex with one of them.
So she automatically the winner. Right? And we're going to leave it at that because the answer is your answer.
I'm going to plead the fifth. I'm not answering that question. I'm gonna plead the fifth on that, but I'm, you know what I'm saying? I gotta, you know.
All right, so if we do have to get into something that I do want to ask.
This feels
Because I did
serious.
My homework.
This feels deep.
Yeah, I did my homework.
Oh, shit.
Are you arrested for pimping? Or do you want to clarify what exactly the hell was going on? By the way.
Yeah, I was presumed innocent until proven guilty, which I was not proven guilty of what they charged me with. Well, technically, I took a plea deal. People wanted to get me out of the way. After I completed my probation, there was like a confidential informant and my paperwork type shit. And, but when they came, there wasn't any evidence of that because I wasn't doing that. I wasn't on that. I'm not going to say I've never done it, but when they came, like, that situation that happened, I really wasn't on that. I was doing music. I thought I was going out there to do music. I was called to work on a project with some, pretty prestigious names. And, I was in a house with plaques on the wall that had Trippy Red and 6ix9ine, and then, I was like facing out a lot of time shortly after. I was arrested for pandering. Well, yes, I'm not on probation no more. I'm finally off papers. I'm finally free. I wasn't able to talk. Oh, let me clear that up because if I disappeared on you, it wasn't personal. I had some shit going on. I had a situation. I had to just get low, get out the way, get myself together. But I did. I completed my probation. I'm free, and I don't plan on ever going to jail again. I'm not doing anything legal. They might misconceive this show probably as the same thing, because of my background and my history, but I just want y'all to know
that
the Polyfly Show ain't that.
Speaking of that, I guess this is my segue from back.
It's something like that, but it ain't like that.
This is my segue question. So how do you deal with people thinking or feeling like, oh, she's a pimp, and she's trying to promote?
Oh, they think I'm a monster. They think I'm a monster. Oh, my God. No, they think I'm a monster. Listen. Listen, bro. Look, I plead down, and I took a misdemeanor charge. I got misdemeanor supervising a prostitute. That's the final charge I walked away with. They tried to charge me with pandering. I didn't want to take it to trial. It was just a lot going on. It was too much going on. So, you feel me? I just took the plea deal. You feel me? I felt like that was in my best interest. I did 3 years probation. I did 200 hours community service in Hollywood, California, painting graffiti on Hollywood Boulevard in front of all of the producers and shit that I'm normally working with. I was, and now this is me talking about. They put me in blue uniform and made me paint walls on Hollywood Boulevard for 200 hours. Yeah, so I completed that. I completed my probation. I'm free now, so now I can talk about my situation a little bit more. But you know, I that was a while ago. I got arrested in 2018, but I just got off probation this year. So I feel like this is like my first year free, like where I can spread my wings and, you know, get back to where I was. You feel me? Because, like, you know, a lot of people know Cardi L, but, you know, y'all don't know about Star to Volley, though. You know? You do, though. You do, though. Miami, no. LA, no. New York, no. You know? Shit, I want to take a little smoke break. And then we going to finish this out after this. Matter of fact, before we go, hold on. Matter of fact, hold on, light this real quick. I'm going to try some gangster shit real fast. There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. You already know who it is.
Hey,
this is your motherfucking boy, Hurricane Wayne, 305. Miami Hours Podcast Show, and we're back. I'm back with Pipiana. You know what I'm talking
it's
about?
It's the Polyfly Show.
Motherfucking Cardi, motherfucking
yeah,
P.
Man. Hey, look,
and
we
you know what the P stand for, right?
Polyfly.
Okay.
It's
okay.
For Polyfly. Look, okay. We had to move this thing.
Oh my God, cardio.
To the vehicle because this is Miami Hours. And the sun is about to go down, and you know what they say.
It's that real Miami heat.
The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The
freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out at night.
All right, 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 all right. Let's get it. I think I gave them enough, but.
Nah, we'll just cover a little bit more, and then we'll wrap it up. So, if Polyfly Show is not pimping like people seem it to be,
it's not.
Then what would you say it is?
Players need love too. Players need love too. You know, like I just love women, you feel me? Like, and in my younger days, I wasn't really, like, you know, as open to love or relationships or things of that nature. Like, I was just focused on my career, my bag, my money. But, like, you know, I'm getting up there, you know? So I feel like now I'm just at that point in life where, you know, I'm ready to find my person and, you know, share my world with my person, and they share their world with me, and, you know. Players need love, too. You feel me? That's what the Polyfly Show is. You feel me? It might look like that, but it's not that. You feel me? Like, I'm really looking for love. I'm really looking for love. Like, I'm a Pisces. You know, we are love. You feel me? Pisces are emotional as hell.
Pisces game.
And, you know, the young Pisces, you know, I kept it, like, you know, real cutthroat, and, you know, I didn't let people get close to me. But as an older and a more mature Pisces, you know, I'm more open to relationships.
So you heard it. That's what, see, she's breaking down what the show is.
Yes.
The Polyfly Show.
Yes. That's the Polyfly Show. Players need love, too.
In this game, though. Or, matter of fact, it's not a game. If this show, how many winners would there be? Like, what do you think it's going to take for them to get?
Well, considering there's been approximately, I want to say maybe 30 eliminatables.
You got to get into that right there. But, okay.
You want to have the eliminatable conversation.
You got to. You got to let everybody else know. Eliminatable?
Okay.
Sounds very interesting. All
right, so eliminatable is a word that I created during the course of the Polyfly Show. You know, like, a lot of these girls that I'm picking are girls that, you know, I'm attracted to. And I'm, like, really trying to build a relationship with them. But, you know, relationships are complicated. And, you know, sometimes females just do shit that I don't like. And I'm, like, one of those people that, you know, I would rather not fight. I'd rather flight. I'm going to leave. I'm just going to disappear. I'm not finna deal with you. I'm just going. So, you know, I done kicked out about 30 girls on the group chat.
since it started. A couple of the Eliminatables are back. You know, they're back on the cast. They IG bitches now. Yeah, now, let's talk about it. Oh, okay. Okay, so there's Eliminatables. There's IG bitches. Uh-huh. There's FaceTime and row number bitches. There's real life bitches. And then not my bitches. And that's one of the categories that you really fall into. Well, not you. Guys don't really fall into any category. I think all guys might be eliminatables. For me. Just for me. That's for me. That's just for me. But winners, I'm thinking I don't want to say a number because, like I said, I'm really looking for love, and I'm hoping that when I go in this house with these females, I like really like build a connection and, you know, fall in love. And I don't know how many people I'm gonna fall in love. What if I fall in love with all of them? What if I don't fall in love with none of them? What if season two is already in the making?
I have a question that's probably gonna be just out the blue.
Go ahead.
It's probably a two-part question.
Okay.
How would you think I would fare in polygamy?
Or and polyamory?
Both.
Polyamory and polygamy?
Yes.
Okay.
How would you think I would fare? And will I will be there?
What do you mean? What do you ask me a different way?
And okay, if you had to, I would say if you had to like give somebody else a tip or a good point of view of being in a, you might want to break down.
Well, the thing is, honesty is important. You feel me? I feel like if everybody's honest in the situation, if everybody honest with each other, you know, it just makes it easier to get through, you feel me? Like, if everybody's being honest, then it's cool, but, like, I don't know, with me, like, with the poly shit, when a female lie to me, I take it as, like, extra disrespectful, because it's like, I'm being honest with you from the door about who I am and what I'm on, so for you to come in and lie to me, I take that very offensive, or for, like, a female to come around and I feel like she only here for clout or she's not really trying to fall in love with me type shit, that's the type of shit that creates eliminatables. Yeah. Once you get kicked out, you're an eliminatable. Now, you very well may be a spin the block eliminatable, but nonetheless, once you cross those lines with Cardi, you're an eliminatable, baby. Sorry.
So
shout out to the eliminatables. Y'all are pretty. Yeah, you ain't like my bitchable, but you pretty.
Eliminable.
You're in a pretty eliminable.
But so would you break down the two difference between two polygamous and
polyamory and polygamy?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, polygamy is like you know, like intertwined, everybody all in one situation, you feel me? Like everybody kumbaya.
In that situation.
Yeah. Polyamory is different. It's like this my shorty, this my shorty. They both know that they both my shorty, but we don't kumbaya. You feel me? Yeah. Like I got
network.
A network. We're a net. We are the Polyfly network.
Yeah.
And you can catch the Polyfly show season one on the Polyfly network.
And catch me at polyfly.tv.
What's
you might
want
to get used to seeing me. I also would like to say, so what is your end game of the show? Like, what's the end game? You know,
the end game. Okay, well, season one is just
a little trailer.
Okay, well, season one is just the beginning. You know, this season one is me trying to find that woman. You know, that sparked my fire, that light my fire, the female that I want to be with. You feel me? And then season 2, 3, 4, and hopefully it goes on to 18, is gonna go more into like kind of like T.I. and Tiny show almost. You feel me? Where after you see me pick my female, then y'all are gonna watch us build our businesses and raise our kids, and you know I'm gonna show y'all everything. Like I'm gonna really bring y'all into my love life. Like, but it starts with me finding that female. Like I'm single right now, so like I don't have a girlfriend. So first step is finding a girlfriend, and I'm like, you know, for the first time in my life, actually willing to call a girl my girlfriend. If she's like girlfriendable, like if she's not doing girlfriend shit, she's gonna end up being an eliminator, more than likely. But
so do you have a number that you're gonna get to?
IG bitches, polyfly, eliminatable, like what?
A number where you said like season two is gonna be rapping.
It's not a number. I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. Like, I want to find a woman or a group of women that make me happy. And if I say a woman, it means because if you're the only female that I'm feeling by the time this is over with, then you're going to be my only woman at that time. But if you came into this situation knowing who I am from the door and that I'm being honest and you fuck with that and you fuck with me, then we know where we're going from there. You feel me?
And like I said, you this did. Is Miami Hours. You fucking with Polly Fly Show and Hurricane Wayne 305. And
the sun is setting, guys.
Believe that. It's a beautiful time.
It Miami was a Hours, beautiful day. Y'all. Miami Hours, Cardio Rich, Hurricane Wayne. This shit was fucking lit. Look out for the Polly Fly Show season one on polyfly.tv. You can catch us at the polyflyshow.com at Cardio Rich. At the
Polyfly
Show.
And we out, baby.
At polyfly.tv.
Remember one thing, don't be checking me unless you got a text for me.
Please don't check for me. Unless you got a few checks for me. And as the good Russell Simmons would say, everybody have a good evening. Good night.